director of coaching Terry Ward after a 9-4 win here in Deeside. Big sighs of relief all round then, Terry.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of game. Carroll, in the first two periods, we scored there, scored straight after, and we wondered what was going to be a shootout. So we went in the end of the third period on a power play. We spoke about the importance of that in the dressing room, and how we convert that power play and up our game, and up our tempo, like when we've been playing them other teams. And that's exactly what we did in the third period and ran away from them.
I think the Dragons and Disciplines probably let them down in the third period there, because our power play is absolutely on fire at the minute.
Yeah, fair play to Bomber and Gaz. They work hard on it on practice, and it's paying dividends now. So, yeah, we're on fire on the power play, and it's good the team to get penalties. That's right down our street at the moment.
I was talking to the guy who's stepped up to be play coach here, Mike Warden, the import, and he pretty much said the same. Fair play to the Dragons, they've defended well for two periods, and then in the third, too many men in the box.
Yeah, well, that's down to their discipline. We can only play what's in front of us. But, you know, I think it was all about the tempo, really. I think our tempo in the third period was so... We really... You know, we played Hull last night, and their tempo in the third period caught us a little bit napping. Yep. And I think that's exactly what's happened tonight as well.
We've got to say fair play to every single lad who's come here tonight, because 12 plus 2 is our shortest bench of the season. We've brought some of the younger players to fill some gaps. We've got a lot of experienced players missing tonight, and they've pulled out the stops and got the result.
Yeah, with 9 players missing tonight, it's a lot of players to be missing. Out of any team, never mind anything else. But you know, young Ethan Ayres came in, he scored a goal, you know, and then and he can't, you know, in his first game for us, you know, you can't ask for any more than that from the young boy, you know what I mean? And all the young lads who've stepped up to the mark, really, they've done a tremendous job for us tonight.
They must all be flat out on the feet in the dressing room there, that's for sure. But Patrick's there for Chris Sykes and Michael Elder, who've both been all over the ice tonight.
Yeah, I mean, both players, you know, they score goals, you know, and that's what they do well, you know. And we're missing Cal Davies tonight, who's a massive part of that line. Well, Michael Bowman stepped in there and he was feeding these guys, you know what I mean? And you feed them and they'll score the goals, believe me. So,
yet another bomb from the blue line for Moz tonight. The goalie didn't even blink before that was past him.
Us neither, Carol. We didn't. We didn't celebrate because we didn't see it ourselves, it was that fast. But he's got a great shot, you know, and he's just got the confidence now to use it. And them goals are coming in from the point now from him. So, great asset for us.
So we've got a trip to Blackburn next Saturday and followed up with Solway on Sunday. Two exceptionally tough games. Hopefully we'll have some bodies back, but this result must give us some confidence going into those games.
Yeah, we needed that. We needed this win, and we've got them two cup games next week, and we need to get the guys back and get them some ice time, so when we come around to the league, they've had a couple of games under the belts. So when they get the guys back from injury and holiday, then hopefully we'll do the business.
Right, well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Certainly the third period was an absolute pleasure to watch. High tempo, excellent balls, and congratulations to the lads.
Thanks very much, Carol.
Thank you.
Carol White from the Stars media team with the questions there for Director of Coaching Terry Ward. And a great confidence boosting win for the short bench, Billingham Stars, and they take the points from Deeside. You can watch action from the game on Drop the Puck on Made in Teesside. It's on Freeview, Channel 7, Channel 8, if you check your local listings. Also available Made in Tyne and Wear and the other Made TV channels around the UK. So that's Freeview, Channel 7, Channel 8, if you check your local listings. That's this coming Saturday, 11 o'clock, full highlights and post-game interviews from Deeside Dragons versus the Billingham Stars. This coming weekend, as was mentioned in the interview, away on Saturday to the Blackburn Hawks, and then on Sunday the home game against the Solway Sharks, and it's also our favourite game of the year. It's the teddy bear toss. It's time to air the bear in the first interval of the game against the Solway Sharks, and Billingham Stars looking to add to their collection of soft toys, games and gifts. This is Air the Bear number 6. So getting quite good at this Air the Bear, and a record haul for the last 2 or 3 years. So toys, games, gifts, to be given to the local children who are spending time in hospital, some of the local charities who work with sick children, and the players and staff will be going to James Cook and Darlington Memorial Hospitals in the coming weeks to distribute those goods, those toys. And it's a fantastic occasion. The air, the bear at the rink itself is fantastic when you see all the toys piled up, and then when the players go to the hospitals as well, the look on the faces of the children spending Christmas in hospital, but the generosity of the Stars fans, the Sharks fans, the other fans around the UK who do send the toys in to us, it's fantastic to see. So that's Air the Bear this coming Sunday during the game against the Solway Sharks. It'll be the first interval. Take back the netting and then throw your toys onto the ice. If it's something bigger than a teddy bear, you deliver it to the supporters club table. And if you are bringing a teddy bear, I would like obviously to be in a clear plastic bag, so when it lands on the ice it can stay dry and clean. Obviously we are taking it into a hospital, so a new teddy bear in a clear plastic bag, and we will air the bear in the first interval.